You know, most fitness fads are here today and gone tomorrow. Remember those shake weights, the vibration belts, the Thighmaster? I remember that one. All have seen their 15 minutes of fame. But some fads have stood the test of time, and for one big reason, they work. We're talking mobile apps and fitness trackers to hit cardio and group classes. These fitness trends are here to stay. Health contributor, personal trainer, and life coach Jake Laspinato joins us now to talk fads. Hey, Jake, how are you?
Hey, Corey, I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So you can hardly talk about weight loss anymore without mentioning high-intensity interval training or HIIT workouts. What makes this workout so ideal for those with the nonstop lifestyle, and is this here to stay?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like high-intensity interval training is such a good training modality, especially, like you said, for people with really busy schedules. You're able to incorporate strength training and incorporate conditioning as well in a very, like, condensed period of time. So you keep your heart rate elevated basically the entire time.
And you burn an insane amount of calories as well.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because especially when you're combining the strength training with the conditioning, or, like, you know, the exercises, like you think of, like, kettlebell swings or battle ropes, or, you know, all these different exercises that jack the heart rate up really fast. And then on top of that, you're also getting your building strength when you're doing, like, some heavier movements, heavier strength movements. So it's been around for a long time. You know, it's like the interval training is one of those fads that I wouldn't even consider it a fad, really. It's actually, like, a really, really good tool for weight loss and really, like, leaning out and building strength.
You know, you teach boot camp, and, you know, back in the 90s, we all remember Jazzercise. You know, not only do these classes get your heart rate moving, but it keeps people moving as well. Would you call this, like, a result-driven class? Like, do people keep coming back? Do they really enjoy this?
Yeah, for sure. There's something about the group classes that is just, like, it's a total vibe in itself.
It's almost like its own little community, right?
Yeah, for sure. And it's, like, of course, it always depends on, like, the coach and the way they do things. But, you know, when I haven't been running my classes as often as I was, but when I was, I had a good following of people who came back to all my classes. And I feel like it's, number one, it's, like, the environment, like, almost like this team environment where it's, like, you have a group of people, so it helps push you.
Yeah, and they're cheering each other on, and, you know, you want everybody to succeed.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's the accountability factor. And then there's also kind of, too, the people who are a little more competitive, there's the competitive edge of it, too, where it's like it helps push you a little more. So it's cool. It kind of has everything.
It's kind of like the spin class. You kind of want to go, somebody's next to you, and you just want to go just a little bit faster than them, as if you're going to hit the finish line quicker.
Exactly. So it makes it fun. I mean, I'm a competitive person, so, like, if I take classes, it's always fun because it's, like, you know, it gives you that extra edge.
You know, okay, so post-workout recovery, you know, it's important for serious runners, cyclists, any fitness enthusiasts, you know, which is why many people turn to foam rollers. You, Jake, you certainly fit into this category, training for marathons. You know, these foam rollers, they're inexpensive. Do they provide good benefits?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I've actually heard a coach once refer to them as your $15 chiropractor. I don't know if you've ever used one, because it's like you roll out your back and you get some snap, crackle, pops. And, of course, that's, you know, kind of a joke. But they are super, super beneficial, especially for recovery. So, like, the scientific term for foam rolling is self-myofascial release, and basically what you're doing is you're increasing blood flow to the certain muscle areas, as well as able to, like, loosen up the fascia tissue on the body, which a lot of times gets really tight, especially in, like, the hip flexors or the shoulders or the lats, which your lats is, like, an upper back muscle, you know, so it helps to increase that blood flow, which then helps increase range of motion and mobility as well, which is very important for being able to move and operate, you know, optimally as a human being. So I incorporate it all the time with myself and my clients.
Now, Jake, this is J-Dog. I can attest to the foam rollers because I thought they were a fad, too. Like, what is this? And then I got done doing a workout. This was back in, like, 2015. I was in an immense pain. I was, you know, high energy, high intensity with running, you know, quads and calf muscles were on fire. I had a foam roller. I had bought it just, you know, in the event I needed it. And it was massive relief after. I felt like I was like a spa.
Yeah, it's amazing because, this is what I always tell people is, if you're foam rolling and it doesn't hurt, you're probably doing it wrong.
I totally agree with that one. Okay, yeah.
It's like when you get off. Oh, go ahead.
Finish your sentence.
No, I was just going to say that, like, when you get off the foam roller, though, then there's, like, you were saying, J-Dog, like, that massive, like, that release. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, that felt good.
I think I've been doing the foam roller wrong all this time. Okay, so now to the Swiss ball. You know, it was developed in the 60s. At first, it really wasn't used for exercise until years later. You know, we refer to this as the stability ball. What a lot of people don't realize is how many muscles it actually does take to go upright and be stable on this thing. Is this a fad that you use with your clients? You know, does this have a really good impact as well?
Oh, my gosh. Definitely. Definitely.
I mean, these things are relatively cheap, too.
Oh, my gosh. Super cheap. You can get them on Amazon for like $30. And you can do so much with these things. And you can even incorporate them into, like, there's some strength movements you can do with them as well. And, you know, I feel like they get overlooked a lot, especially in, like, you know, the strength training or the bodybuilding communities, because it's just kind of like, oh, what's that little ball going to do, you know? Like, but there's so much that you can do, and they're so good for building, of course, stability, core strength.
You actually see a lot of people bring them to the office as well and just sit on them as almost like their chair. I see it all the time.
Right, because and it's such a good idea because you have to engage so much of your core musculature when you use them. And especially too, like, there's a muscle called the transverse abdominis, which is basically like the muscle that wraps around your spine and supports your spine, which is like so important for just back health and core strength. And a lot of times that's what I'm using the stability ball for with clients, is being able to activate that muscle. And then also too, just like firing up the stability muscles, which a lot of people don't have because of doing just too much strength training.
Jake, thank you so very much for your input today. And we will put all of your information so people can reach you on our website and on our social media pages.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Jake. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.